All right. Today's daf is daf Tes Vav Amud Beis. We're going to begin on the Gemara. Sorry, it's Tes Zayin. We're going to begin on the Gemara on daf Tes Vav Amud Beis. So the Mishnah had now listed a bunch of Tamin, a bunch of Moadim, and now we're going to try to figure out who is the author, whose Shita is in the Mishnah, who's the author of the Shita in the Mishnah. We're going to have four answers, because remember we're going to talk about the Machlokstein, Rabbanan, and Rabbeinu Tarfon, whether or not for sure Tam does damage in the Chatzer HaNizak. Does that amount to Nezek Shalim or still Chati Nezek? Machlokos Rabbeinu Tarfon Rabbanan. So the Gemara says, Midikatani Sheinu Edes Lechol. From the fact that the second part of the Mishnah, right, it says that Shein is Muad Lechol. Shein is a Muad when it eats. Mashma that Mechlau de Bechatzer Nizak Askinon. If you're saying that Shein is Muedes Lechol and you have to pay Nezek Shalim, that must be in the Chatzer Nizak. The Mishnah must be dealing with the case where we're talking about where the damage took place in the Chatzer Nizak, because there is no Chiyuv Shein in Rosh Hasharabim. It must be in the Chatzer Nizak. Okay, so we're dealing, we just established, we're dealing with the Mishnah in the case of Chatzer Nizak. Vikatani, it says in the beginning of the Mishnah, Behema Eina Mu'edes L'Shalim Kulei. It says a Behema, right? Behema Eina Mu'edes Lo Ligach, Lo Ligach, Lo Loshach, Lo Libros, Lo Bis, right? It's not considered a Mu'ad, right, the Shalim Kulei, Aval Chatzi Nezek Mishalemes, but it pays half a Nezek. So we're dealing with a case of the damage being done in the Chatzar Nizak, and we're dealing with the Karen case, we're saying it's Chatzi Nezek. Whose sheet is that? Money. Rabbanani, that's the sheet of Rabbanan, the Amri, Mishuna Karen. Mishuna Karen means a short Tam, right, and it's all Todos. The Chatzar Nizak, if we have a Tam that does damage in the Chatzar Nizak, Chatzi Nezek Hudi Mishalem, you only pay Chatzi Nezek, like the din of Karen Tam and Rishus Harabim, it's the same din, Chatzi Tam, Chatzi Nezek. So therefore we've established that the first part of the Mishnah goes like Chachamim. Aye, but Ema Seifa, look at the second part of the part afterwards in the Mishnah. The Mishnah listed five Mu'adim, and amongst them it says, Shor Mu'ad, Vishor Hamazik Rishus HaNizak, a Shor Mu'ad, A. A Shor Hamazik Rishus HaNizak, which is going to be, if it's not Shor Mu'ad, it's a Shor Tam, that does damage in the Rishus HaNizak, the Ha'adam, and a person. And therefore, what does it say? Let's look in the Mishnah again, what does it say? Hare Elu Mu'adim. These are all considered Mu'adim. So you see that they're paying, there's no distinction between Nezek Shalim and Chatzi Nezek. You see that they're all paying Nezek Shalim. We've established that the Mishnah is talking about a case of Chatzar Nizak. So that goes like Rabbi Tarfon. Also, Rabbi Tarfon, the Amr Mishuna Karen, the Chatzar Nizak, Nezek Shalim, Mudim Shalim. It goes like Rabbi Tarfon says that if there's a Karen, if it's a short time that does damage in the Chatzar Nizak, then he still pays Nezek Shalim. So Gemara says, Reisha Rabbanon, who saved for Rabbi Tarfon, can that be the case? That it's a split decision in the Mishnah. So Gemara says, ain't, yeah. The Amar Lev Shmuel Rav Yehuda, as Shmuel said to Rav Yehuda, I think we've had this yesterday, Shinina, sharp one, Shvok Masnis, and stop bothering yourself with trying to figure out what the Mishnah is. V'sah Basarei, come follow me. Take a walk on my, come follow me. Reisha Rabbanon, v'sefer Rabbi Tarfon. When Rebbe set up the Mishnah, the Reisha is like Rabbanon, the Sefer is like Rabbi Tarfon. I guess that's why you need a Rebbe to teach you what the Mishnayos are. To explain to you, it's still not all Torah Shabbat, it's still some Torah Shabbat in the Mishnayos. The Reisha goes like Shita Rabbanon, the Sefer goes like Rabbi Tarfon. So, that's answer number one. Three more answers. Rabbi Lazar Mishmei Darabam, Rabbi Lazar says no. Kula Rabbi Tarfon. The entire Mishnah goes like Rabbi Tarfon. So how are we going to explain it? So the Reisha which says that paying Shein V'Regel Nezek Shalim and the Karen is Chatzi Nezek, that's not talking about, as Rashi explains, it's not talking about a complete Chatzar HaNizak. We also had this the other day. But the Chatzar HaMeyuchades LePeiros LeEchon Mehem. The Chatzar is Chatzar Shutfim. One Shut, Reuven is allowed to put his Peiros in. And Reuven and Shimon can both have their shoros go in there. So dilegad be Shein have le chatzar anizak. When it comes to Shein, it's considered chatzar anizak, since only the nizak has his rishus to put his peiros or any of his utensils in there. Therefore, the bala behema who does damage, he has to pay an achilas peiros because it's Shein b'rishus anizak. Oh, Shein b'rishus anizak, you have to pay. But ulegabe keren have rishus harabim. But when it comes to keren, it's considered like a Rishus HaRabim, since both of them have permission to bring their Shoros into there, so it's like Rishus HaRabim, and therefore, and therefore it's considered. Therefore, it's considered that even according to Rabbi Tarfon, even according to Rabbi Tarfon, you would pay chatzin nezek. This is in the ratio. Therefore, even according to, you pay chatzin nezek. But the din on the seifa is talking about a short time that's mazik b'shus anizak. That's still Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon says then you pay nezek shalim. Rashi says cool Rabbi Tarfon he. Right, the ratio la bechatzar anizak amuras hinon mishum hakikatoni enu edes mitkam echayli v'sheinu rega bechatzar michas nixik peiros. Right. So for the Shoros, it's considered Rosh Harabim, therefore you only pay Chatzin Nezek, even according to Rabbi Tarfon. Okay, Tosos actually has a different Girsa. Tosos' Girsa says that is that the Girsa is what was that? You know, it was learned to shoot this Rashi. It's fine. Tosos Girsa is that it's not. He says miyuchedus leechlam hen leperos v'lo lezev v'lo lezel shvarim. Neither of them have permission to bring their shoros to bring their shoros in there. It's because if it was a chatzar meshuta for both of them for the shorim, then it wouldn't be considered a chatzar nizak even the guy with the peros. Because once you have permission to walk in there, you can walk in there. So he says that it's not that neither of them have resources to bring their shoros in there. Okay, different gears leads to a different shot. So that's question. That's number two. How to explain the Mishnah? But we're going to be doche this. Amar Rav Kahana, Amar Tei L'Shmai Kamei the Rav Zvid Min Hardai. I said this answer in front of Rav Zvid in the Hardai. But Amar Li, and he said to me, Mi Moches Mokbit La Kula Rabbi Tarfon. It's not possible to establish the entire Mishnah like Rabbi Tarfon. Hakatani, because it says in the Mishnah, Hashen Mu Edes Leechol Es Haroila. The Shein. Right, is muat to eat what is rotli, which is mashma, rotli la in, something that's the shein is roi to eat, which like peros and yirakos it is, it does pay nezek shalem, she'ein rotli la, but when it's not roi la, like a ksus or kalim, lo, the behem is not muat to lakach. And if it's not roi la, then it's a din of keren, right? And it's, right? V'i Rabbi Tarfon, and if it's Rabbi Tarfon, ha'amar, he says, mishuna keren b'chatzar nizek nezek shalem mishalem, right? If it's not roi law, then it's keren. And if it's reshus anizak, then Rabbi Tarfon says keren reshus anizak still has to pay nezek shalem. But our Mishnah says the shein is only mu'ed le'echlos roi law. Mashma that if it doesn't hit when it's roi law, it only pays chati nezek. But shein non roi is keren, paying chati nezek is shita rabbanon. So he goes no elal olam rabbanon he. No, the whole Mishnah goes like rabbanon the chisuri mexera, and there's missing language. There's a lacuna in the text. Right? Sorry. That's what it says in the Sansino, right? The old Sansino.
Textual gap.
A textual gap. Well, that's what the lacuna means, no? I could talk like this because we're going to be Chavrusa today. So, because we're Maxer of Ahachikatani. And this is how we read it. So, we read it like this. We read the Mishnah like, Chamisha Tamim Heim. We read the whole Mishnah goes, Chamisha Tamim. There are five Tam type damages. What are those? Those are the Negicha, Negipa, Neshicha, Revitza, Be'ita. Right? And then the Mishnah says, Im Huadu. And if they become a horgal, three times with any of these three damages, chamishiton muadim, then they turn into muadim, right? Ooh, but shein v'regel mu'olim mitchilasan. Shein v'regel don't have to wait to adapt to doing this all the time. They're muadim mitchila. The hechan ha'adasan, and where is their ha'adasan? Where do they pay nezek shalem? That's only the chatzar hanizak. But if it was in chatzar Rab, Mishra's a Rab, and they'd be Pturim. So according to this Perush, the safe of the Mishra is not dealing at all with Karen, Tam, Mishra's and Nizak, because it's not even talking about that. We don't even get to Rabbi Tarfon. I'm not talking about that case. So Gemara says, I can't be talking about that case, because what we know is that the Mishnayis in the second Perek all expand upon the cases in this Mishnah. So if the Mishnayis in the second Perek are expanding upon this Mishnah, the Maskeple Rabbina asks, Hakatan Lekamon, we learn later on Daf Chav Dalam Abeis, Shor Hamazik Rishus Hanizak Ketzad. What is the case of Shor Hamazik and Rishus Hanizak? So the Iyamar Bishlama Ayriba, if our Mishnah does deal with that case of Shor Hamazik Rishus Hanizak, which our answer says it doesn't deal with, but if we say that it does deal with that, then Mishum Haki Ketani Ketzad. That's why we said Ketzad. That's why the Mishnah, the second paragraph, is coming to explain this Mishnah. El Iyamar Lo Ayriba, but our answer, we're not dealing with that case. So my Ketzad, what's the Ketzad? There's no Ketzad. There's nothing to explain. It's not here. Get rid of that. We get rid of that answer. And that's gone. So, Ella, that was answer number three. Answer number four. Ella Amar Ravina. Ravina says, we're on Daf Tezayin Amud Beis. Tezayin Amud Aleph. About a third of the way down. Right? Ela Amar Ravina Chasuri Mechzura. You're right, Chasuri Mechzura, but this is how we're going to read the gap in the text. Tohachi Katani. Chamisha Tamenhing. There are five tam damages when it comes to the shore. Again, what are those? Negicha, Negifa, Neshicha, Revitza, Be'ita, Ve'im Huadu. And it became a muad for any of those damages. Chamishita muadim. Those are the five muadim. And now that's the end of the first part of the Mishnah. Second part of the Mishnah says, v'shein v'regel muadim itchilasan. Shein v'regel don't have to take three times to become muad. They're muad right away. Uzehu shor muad. And that's what a shor muad is. A shor muad means shein in the reshus anizok. That's shor muad, because it doesn't need to do it three times. But b'shor hamazik, b'shor hanizok, this is the added text, machlokas from the Rabbanon. When it comes to b'shor mazik, of in this case, Karen, and the b'shor hanizok, that's the machlokas retired from Rabbanon, whether you have to pay chatzi nezek and nezek shalem. But the Mishnah finishes, v'yesh mu'adim achere, in the last part of the Mishnah, there are other mu'adim chayotze ve'el, that are similar to shein v'regel. There are certain animals that are mu'ad right away, automatically, and what are those? Ze'ev, Ari, Dove, Bardalus, and Namavir Nachash. The wolf, the lion, the bear, the Bardalus, which we're going to see maybe a cheetah or a weasel, the Namer, and the Nachash. Those are all Muadim mit Chilasim. Right? Those are all Muadim mit Chilasim. And Tani Nami Hachi, we have a Brisa that supports this Paris of Ravina. The Brisa says, this is Chamisha Tamim Hein, they're five Tamim. Vim Huadu, and if they became Muad, not Chamishasim Muadim, then they all become Muad. Ve'shein v'regel muadim mitchilasan, and shein v'regel muad right away. Zeu shor muad, that's considered a shor muad. V'shor mazik, v'shor saniza, k'machlokes, v'bitar from Rabbanan. V'yesh muadim achayim, k'yotzim elu, ze'ev ari dov, v'namri v'aris v'al nachash. Exactly, the way Ravina says that we have a brisa. I don't know if we have the brisa, why anyone have give the other perushim? It's right, it's black and white. I don't understand. Okay? V'ika deromali mirma. Some say, the Gemara now brings a different nusach, that according to this, Ravina's hezber is coming to explain, it's coming to explain a different question. Ika de Ramu le Mirma. Some say there was a steer in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah. Tanan, it says in the Mishnah, Chamisha Tamim, the Chamisha Muadim. Besuleka? What do you mean? Chamisha Tamim, Chamisha Besuleka? How can you say that? Va Ika, Zeev, Ariv, Adov, Anamir, Vadas, Vanachash. Those are also Muadim. Muadim. Why are you telling me that there are only five Muadim? There are more. You have all these other. Just the Revitza becoming Muad is five. But there are others. Don't tell me a list of five. Some Ravina Chasuri Chesra Vachitani Chamisha Tamin Hein Im Huadu Chamisha Sam Muadim. There are five time damages, and if you become Muad, they become Muadim. V'shev Regel Muadim Milchilasan. Shev Regel Muad right away. V'zeu Shor Muad. That's considered a Shor Muad. V'shor Maz V'shus Anizak Machlokes Retar from Rabbanon. V'yesh Muadim Achirim Kayotze Be'elu Hazev V'Hariv V'Adov V'Namer V'Habardales V'Hanachash. Fine. So Tosos, there's a major big machlokus between Tosos, and I think it's the Rambam and Rashi also. Did we do Tosos v'Nachash yesterday? So Tosos v'Nachash, we talked about those five animals, right? The Ari, the Zev, the Ari, the Dove, the Mer, Barley. So Tosos, the Rashi v'Nachash says, Lav b'chol inyoni hezei chashivim muadim. These five animals are not considered muad for all types of damage that they do. It's not the same thing. Ela kol echad b'midi de orchei. They're each considered a muad for the typical damage that they do, right? Like the zev comes and kills its prey and then drags its prey away and eats it somewhere else. And a lion doesn't need to drag away its prey. We'll see later. The Ari is the king of the jungle. He's not worried that someone's going to steal it from under him. So he just attacks the animal and eats it right there in the spot, even when it's alive. Or otarf laniach, or he sometimes he is taraf to bring it to his cubs or to his lioness or for storage. But about the midi the lab orchi, but things that are not typical for these animals to do, he goes ari shetaraf va'achol, like a lion that drags it away to eat because he's afraid. V'chein shar hezekos to lab orchi lab have muadim. They're not muad for that. Ela mashami chatzi nezek. Now only they pay chatzi nezek because that's regular. They be a tam for that case. It's only for the things that orchi are they considered muadim mit chilasa. But I have to find it now. The Rambam somewhere. Sorry. The Rambam in this case, Momo Perikei Alech Avav says the opposite, that these chayos, they pay nezek shalim no matter what. They pay nezek shalim no matter what. And if you look at the, I think it's Rashi on the Mishnah, Rashi in the Mishnah says, "Harei elu mu'adim afilu b'neshicha b'chol nizakim." So he goes like the Rambam. Every type of nezek they pay Karen Shalim. Machlokas Tosos against the Rambam and Rashi whether or not these animals are considered mu'ad for all types of damages, or according to Tosos, they're only mu'ad for the damage that they are typically known. They're typically prone to do. Fine. Rumor continues. The Mishnah said that the behema is not considered mu'edes, the low lirbos, not to squat on kalim and to break them by squatting. So Amar Rabbi Elazar says, lo shanu, we don't say that they took, right, so if it's they're not mu'ed for that, therefore, it's considered a tolda of Karen Tam, right? So they would only pay chatzin desek. It's not typical for them to squat on large utensils. That's not the way they do it. Therefore, that's a tolda of Karen. And therefore, if they do that, it's chatzin nezek. But ava pachin katanin, but when it comes to pachin katanin, small ones, orchehu. That is, for whatever reason, that is their modus operandi. They would do that. And therefore, that becomes a tolda of regel. And therefore, if it's a regel, you have to pay nezek shalem. But if you do it in rishus harabim, you'd be potter. You have to keep all the rules in mind to figure out, if you switch between damages, what's the nafkamina. So the Gemara says, Lema Misayle, let's say maybe we have a raya to the words of Elazar, because we learned in Abraisa, Habehemim wedes lahacha, but kidarka ulushaber, to break kalim as it walks, ulamaich, and to kick them, as a adam, as a behemim, as a kalim. Right? This seems to be Sosar our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says it's not muedes lirvot to lishmor kalim, but this Braisa says they are muad. To break the kalim. So maybe you could say that's the answer. One's dealing with pachin gedolim, and one's dealing with pachin katanim. So Gemara says no. That's not the kavod. When Gemara says lamaich, that doesn't mean that they're going to squat and break them, right? It just means dilma min hatzad. Maybe that Bryce is talking about a case where the behemoth is walking next to a wall and it crushes the kalim on the side of the wall. That's derech hilucha, right? And that. That's muad, because that's typical damage for it to do. That's muad. You'd be chay. Right. That's typical for it to do, and therefore that's why you have to pay. But it's not even muad to squat on small pachim. So Gemara says, Ika the Amri. Some say no, that we learn it the other way around. Amar v'lazar lo tame a pachim gedolim who lav orche. I'm a pachim tanim orche. Who don't tell me that it's lav orche for a behemoth to squat on large utensils, but it's orchei to squat on small utensils. Ela filu pachin katani nami lav orchehu. Even on small utensils, it's also not its orchei, and therefore it's a toldish of Karen, and therefore if he squats and then first three times he pays chatzin nezek, and afterwards he pays nezek sholem, and he's chayiv in rishus harabim. So the Gemara says, but that can't be the case. Meisvei, the Bryce that we saw before it down, lamayach has adam's behemoth as a kalim. He is mua to squat on, to squat on the kalim, right? It's typical for him to do that. If it's typical for him to do that, it's not Karen, and therefore he should be chayv nezek shalim right away, and be patur nishus harabim. Amar Rabbi Elazar, no, dilma minetzad. That taste is talking about where it's derech hilucha, to crush the kalim between it and the wall, and therefore you chayv right away, but to squat on them is not muad even on pachin katanim. And ichad de ramilei mirma, and some say no, Rabbi Elazar gives a different teretz, and this teretz is similar to the first teretz, because right, the first teretz kept the distinction between pachin katanim and pachin gedolim, just gave a distinction between the brises. And second, third mishnah, same thing. The remedy mimer tonight, our mishnah says v'lo lirbots v'ha tanya ulamaya ha'adam v'sevim v'sekelim. So I'm a Rebbe Lazar, lo kasha. There's no kasha. Khan, our mishnah is talking about pachin gedolim. That's ain darker by pachin gedolim. But Khan and the brisa is with pachin katanim, where it is darker b'kach, and for pachin katanim it is considered muedes. So according to the last way of learning it, similar to the first way of learning it, when it comes to pachin gedolim, that's not darker b'kach. So that's the din of keren, and therefore the first three times nezek becomes a muad after the third time, and yechayv and rishus harabim. But pachin katanim is darker b'kach, and therefore he's a muad right away, nezek shalim right away, but only in chatzar and nizak. Not in Rishus Harabim. Okay. Mar Mishnah said now listed the five animals that were considered muad. Again, Machlokes Tosfos around on what that meant. Those were the Ze'ev and the Ari, and then one of the Gemara says is a Bardulas. Gemara says, my Bardulas. What's the Bardulas? I'm Rav Yehuda. naprasa. He says it's a naprasa. Gemara says, okay, my naprasa. What is a naprasa? So I'm Rav Yosef Apa. It's an Apa. What's the Apa? So some say it's some sort of hyena or some sort of cheetah. It's also another type of wild animal. So the Gemara says now that our mission includes the Apa. So Meisve, we ask the question from the Braisa, Rabbi Meir Omer Ap HaTzavoa. Even the Tzavoa is considered Mu'a Mitchilasa. So what's the, that should be added to our Mishnah. What's the Tzavoa? Rabbi Lazar Omer Ap HaNachash. Rabbi Lazar says, even the Nachash. The Nachash is also included. The Amar Rabbi Yosef, Tzavoa Zo Apa. Rabbi Yosef says that Tzavoa is the Apa. So what are you coming to include the Apa? We already have the Apa in our Mishnah. So where it says Lokasha, there's no Kasha. Khan, the Bryce deal, the case with Tzavoa Zachar, is talking about the male Tzavoa, which you would have thought should not be included, we'll see why. But Khan, our Mishnah is dealing with the case of Tzavoa and Akeva, with the female Apa, which was included right away. The Tanya, because we learned in our Bryce, Tzavoa Zachar, this is the reason why you wouldn't have thought that the male Tzavoa would be included, because the male Tzavoa is some sort of animal that changes it, I don't know, it changes its physicality, changes what it is over time. After 7 years, it becomes, I think, atalef is a bat, right? Is that what it says in the art school? Yeah. I think it's a bat. And atalef la'achar sevashanim nase arpad. Then it becomes an arpad. Arpad la'achar sevashanim nase kitush. Kimush. Right? It becomes a kimush. A kimush la'achar sevashanim nase choach. It becomes a thorn. Choach la'achar sevashanim nase shade. It becomes a shade. So because, I guess because it changed, I don't know what this means, that it changes its physical structure. Because it changes so much, you would have thought that maybe it would be included in the Mishnah. Kamash Maran, it should be included in those things. When it's a Tzavoa, it's still considered a Muad. The Gemara says, also, Shidro Shel Adam, La'acha Sheva Shanim, after you die, the spine of a person, Nase Nachash, it becomes a Nachash, it becomes like a snake. What is that? Bahani Melia, that's only the low Karab Modim. The person didn't bow Modim properly, then upon death your spine turns into a snake. Okay, so if you look at Tosfos on Amud Beis, he discusses Behudu Lo Kara Modim. Rashi says the Tosfos says Behudu Lo Kara Modim Lefi She Mitzvah Lichroa, because it's a mitzvah to bow down when you say Modim. V'chizakiv zakiv kechavya, because when you bow down to Modim, we're supposed to do, it's supposed to be like a snake, you're supposed to bow down like this and then come up. You know, with your neck a little bit raised, so it's sort of like a snake. So if you don't do that, mida keneged mida, you get punished. You get punished that your spine turns into a snake. So kida ashkam Rav Sheshes Masecha Brachos mida keneged mida v'nase nachash zeu onsho shegnaihu lo b'mashen nase nachash. It's a gnai to become into a snake, and therefore your punishment is mida keneged mida. You didn't bow down appropriately like a snake. Your spine turns into a snake. That's what the Yesh Mefarshim and some say sheyesh etzam b'shidro shel adam. Shemimenu notes are, there's some sort of bone in the spine of a person from where you're created, where you're going to be created, lasid lava, where in Chiyus HaMeisim, that's where you're going to come out from. But also etzem chazak v'kasha, it's very strong and very hard. Kol kach in eish ochel asorfo, and it can't even be burned up. V'hashda kisha also etzem nach and nachash, and when that etzem turns into a snake, ein ochay lasid, there's no place in lasid lava for you to be reborn. That's the punishment. You get rid of that bone. Just because you didn't do bad down modem, you're not going to lose that chelik in olam haba. So he doesn't like that. Doesn't like that shot. I don't know what this all means. Just point it out. We can read it. Fine. So now we'll go back to the last line on Tezayin Amin Aleph. Amar Mar. We're going back to explain what Rabbi Lazar said in the Brayso. Amar Mar Rav Meir Omer Apa Tzavoa. Even the Tzavoa is included. Rabbi Lazar Omer Apa Nachash. Even the Nachash is considered Mu'a Mitchilaso. But the Gemara says, Vaha. The Gemara said apa nachash. The Kavan is to add the nachash on the other chayos. So he says, "Bahanan tanan." Everybody have that in our Mishnah. So Lezer Omer, Lezer says, "No, bisman shehein b'nei tarbos ainu muadin han v'nachash muad l'olam." The five that are listed in the Mishnah, they can be domesticated. So once they're domesticated, they're not considered muad right away. But the nachash is different. Even the nachash, meaning the nachash, is also different. That it can't be domesticated. It's always considered muad. So the Gemara says, Atani, but the Gersa should be Nachash. Don't say Af Nachash, because Af Nachash means you're adding to what they said before. Just say Nachash. It's a different story. Nachash is Muad. Nachash is Muad. It can't be domesticated. Okay? Now we're going to talk about the Nezek done by a lion. Remember, the two types of way that the animal can kill. There's Doris and Taruf. So we'll see what that is. Amr Shmuel, Ariv, Rishus Harabim, a lion in Rishus Harabim, Daras, with the Achal Potter, Taraf, the Achal Chayav. Again, we said that a Nezek that's not Mishunah is Shein or Regel. So here it's going to be Shein. Shein done in Rishus Harabim is Potter. Right? So in Ariv, let's say you have a lion in Rishus Harabim, it attacks an animal, kills it, and eats it on the spot. It doesn't drag it away, and eats it right away. That's a typical way for a lion to eat. Because it doesn't have to drag away the prey, because no one's going to attack the lion. The lion's got courage. No one's going to attack the lion. It's not going to. So it eats its animal right away. It's not where anything's going to happen. So it's putter. But taraf va'achal chaya. But if it taraf another animal and then it waits till it dies and then drags it away, it doesn't eat it like live right there on the spot. That's considered that's a mishunadik type of attack by the lion. That you be chayiv in the shusharabim. And according to our Mishnah, that's muad right away. So Gemara says. Why? Daras for Achal Potter, why came into Arche the Midras? That's the typical way. So Havile, Kimosha Achla, Payers Birakos, the Havile Shem Rishus Arabim Potter. That's considered Shem Rishus Arabim, and you're Potter. But Taraf, Lav Orkehu. But if it just does the Taraf way, that's not the way for it to do. So if it does it in Rishus Arabim, you would be Chayav, but the first three, you would be Chayav. And this, in this case, is not Darko of the, like Tosaf says, it's not, going like Tosaf, it's not the Derech of the Ari to do it, and therefore it would only be a time the first three times, and a Muad after the other times. For the Rambam, you'd probably be Muad right away. So the Gemara says, you mean to tell me, Lememra, the Treif Alav Orkehu, it's not the Derech of a lion to do the Taraf type of way, to kill the animal and drag it away and eat it later? The Haksiv, the Pasuk says in Nachum, we all know the Pasuk in Nachum, it says, Aryeh Toref Bidei Gorosov. The Aryeh, you know, does Toref. So Gemara says, no, that's Bishvil Gorosov. That's for its cubs. It'll kill and drag and bring it for its cubs. But for itself, it'll eat right then and there. But the Gemara says, Umechanik Lil Viosov. It'll do that for, it'll bring him and strangle animals for its Lvosov. So Gemara says, ah, that's Bishvil Viosov. That's for its lioness. But for itself, it will not be, it's not typical for it to be Toref. But then Gemara says, the Pasuk continues, Vayamalat Terev Chorav. It's going to fill up its caves with all these carcasses that it was Toref. He says, no, that's Bishvil Chorov. That's right. It's storing it for later. That it'll do. But it won't drag it away and eat it on the spot. Umeosav Terefa. So Gemara says again, Bishvil Meonosav. It's going to do it for storage. So therefore, if the lion drags, I guess you have to follow it. The lion kills it and drags it into the cave, or drags it and brings it to its cubs, or drags it and brings it to its lioness, that is considered typical for the lion, and that would be considered Shein. If the lion kills it, drags it away and eats it there, as opposed to eating it himself on the spot, that is not considered typical, and that would be Keren. So Gemara says, still, Matanya, we learn in a Braisa, the Kain Chayosh and Nichnas Elechatzar HaNizak, a Chaya, any animal, no distinction, that goes into the Chatzar HaNizak, Tarfa Behem of Achla, Basar Mashalim, Nezak Shalim. He has to pay right away, considered Shein, Rishus Harabim. Right? Mishutz HaNizak. It's considered Shein, and you'd be chayav right away. Doesn't seem to make a distinction at all between any animal or anything, or any animal. You see there, that Tarfa is considered Shein. It's considered typical. So Hachav Mayaskina, no, there, that Christ is talking about the case, She Tarfa Lehaniach. The reason why is because his purpose, that lion's purpose was there, was to store it. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? It says Ha'achla Katani. Number one, the Christ says, you ate it. So you can't tell me you're storing it for later. Right? So the Gemara says, no, I'm talking about b'shenim l'chava achla. Originally, the lion wanted he wanted to eat it right then, and then he was nimlach and he brought it, originally he wanted to drag it, so therefore, the lion changed its mind and ate it right away. So the Gemara says, how do you know that? I mean, there's no intent when it comes to animals. The only intent you have with animals is what you see they do. They can't explain themselves what their intention was. Where it says, Mina Yadinan. How did we know that at Shas Maisa, he really wanted to eat it right away? And therefore it was considered, it should be Shein. Va'od, Shmuel Nami, Dilma Hakehu. And also in the din of Shmuel, right? What is the din of Shmuel? Shmuel said, Shmuel said, "Ari versus Harabim Doris Achal Potter Taruf Achal Chayev." Maybe in that case, Shmuel's talking about that case also. Maybe he should be Chayev also. That maybe Shmuel's case also, the kavanah of the Ari was to leave it and eat it for later, and therefore it's a total shalt of Shane. And then he decided to eat it right away. So why does Shmuel Chayev versus Harabim? If it's a Shane, really a Shane originally, and that was intention with Shane, he should be Potter versus Harabim. The Gemara says, no, Amar Rab Nachman Bar Yitzchak, our Braisa is not dealing with one case, it's Litzdadin Katani. It's talking about two different cases. Shetarfa Lahaniach, Odarsa V'Achla, if the behemoth was Tarfa Lahaniach, killed it to drag it away, eat it later, or Darsa V'Achla, or ate it right there on the spot, then Mishalem is Nezek Shalem. Then it has to pay Nezek Shalem. So Gemara says, Ravina, Amar Ravina says, no, really the derech of the Ari is Latrof L'Echel right away. What's, and it's not, there's no, it is the derech to do that. Aye, the Kika Amar Shmuel, why does Shmuel make the distinction and tell me that's not the derech of the Ari to do Trefa? That's the Ari Tarbos. That's talking about a domesticated lion. But leave it, the Ravalazar, the Amar Lav Orche. And go according to Shita of Ravalazar, who says that that's not the derech. If it's domesticated, that's the not the derech, and therefore it's a tolda of Karen. So Gemara says,
yeah. Think about it as follows. You're talking about any of these animals, you're talking about that you own it. You pay the damages. Mm-hmm. You have to be the owner of the animal.
Yes.
You have a lion. No matter what you do, if he's walking inside the street with you in the shuk and he sees a lamb, he's gonna, and he's hungry, he's going to eat the lamb.
Yeah, we'll talk. That's the Maharshal's question. Yamsho Shlomo asked the question. So we'll get to it in one minute. So Ihachi, and Yamsho Shlomo and the Pnei Yeshua asked that question. Ihachi, if we're dealing with a case that he's talking about a trained lion, so then Afilu Darsa, even if it was Darsa, Nami L'chayiv, it should also be Chayiv in the Rosh Hashanah Rabin right away, because it's not the Derech at all to be Mazik, because that should be a Din of Karen. It shouldn't be, that's Mashunah, that should be a Din of Karen. So Elad Ravina Lava Shmuel Itmar. Ravina is not talking about the Din of Shmuel. Elad Mas Nisan. He's talking about our the Brisa. The Chi Katani Mas Nisan. What the Brisa says that the Chayy is a Tarf of Alchol Chatzon Nizak and pays Nezek Shalem. That's Ba'ari Tarvus. Valiba the Rav Elazar the Amar Lav Orchei. The Gemara says Ihachi. Why are you paying full Nezek? If it's Nezek, if it's an Ari of Tar, if it's an Ari that you trained, and therefore it's not the Derech to attack. Therefore, if it's not the Derech, it becomes Karen. So Ihachi. So ihachi chatzin nezek barli shlume because it's Karen. So he says, oh, the yoid. Talking about a case where it happened three times. So Gemara says, ihachi, if we're talking about a case that it's talking about Karen, my habit currently gabi told the Shane, gabi told the Karen barli mishne. Why is it listed in the Bryce as a told of the Shane? Should be listed as a told of Karen. Kasha, therefore it's a kasha on Ravina. So now, that Gemara was a little tough to follow, but I think the main question is what Mati just asked and what the Yamsho Shlomo asked. The Yamsho Shlomo in Simon Memzayin says, Ava Plia Gedola. It's not just Plia Gedola, he asks. Amasha Maskinan, on what we've established, Sha'osan Hei Chayos Im Tarfu, Va'achlu versus Harabim, Paturim versus Harabim Shem Shein. They become Pater because it's Shein. Because it's their Derech. It's like their Derech to attack, therefore you're Pater. He says, Va'alo, Ein Dom L'Shein Klal. It's not similar to Shein at all. Why? Hello, Shane. Regal Paturim Rishus Harabim. Shem Deish Lo Rishus Lo Halach Rishus Harabim. They have Rishus to walk in Rishus Harabim, the animal, and the Ein Habal Tzarek Kopam Lelechimam. The husband, the owner doesn't have to walk with them because they're just going to graze. The Kol Ma'id Demat Rishus Harabim Echal Baroi Bevadei Ocheles. So Lahachi Patrei Brachman Rishus Harabim the Chayv Rishus Hanizak. Because it's just the derech to walk and chomp on the grass. But he says, Aval Ari Shadoris VaOchel Behemus. The Chiki Agavna Nemar Orchei Liftor. How are we going to? First thing is a plea. How are we going to? You're walking a lion or a Shus Arabim, letting it go in a Shus Arabim, you allow it to eat, it's going to be Potter. Im Kain, lo ye Rishus Lechaveru, laniach lehem to leach Shus Arabim, they are Rishus there. No one else will ever be allowed to put their lamb in the street, because if he puts his lamb in the street, there's a possibility the Ari is going to come and eat it, and he's going to be, and the owner is going to be Potter. Right? Not going to like the answer. He says, v'chi b'zei pocho ha-Torah, and he says another thing, he says that basically his answer is that it's not typical for someone to own a lion or any of these types of animals, and since it's not typical, they're not normally going to walk them in the street. And also because the Gemara Bracha says, I think it's a Gemara Sanhedrin says that anyone who sees an Ari and a dog and a Zeev, if they kill them right away on the spot, it's a good thing. So someone's not going to own them. So the Torah said low plug. There's no distinction in amongst the animals. Right? Doesn't seem to be fair.
He is right. It's unusual to have a guy walking with a bear down the street.
Right, it's more than unusual.
Unless you're an NFL player.
So, Yeah, but what happens though? But it's also the problem. But that's the case in point, because when you do that, you go to jail.
Yeah.
So that's that's the I think that's the answer. So it's not typical. It's not something that's going to be goes there. But I guess in a chanan, if it does happen, if you look at just set up the rules, it's shame. Shame or shasarabim, it's potter. You like the question better. No, the answer is simple. The answer is right. The answer is enochanami.
I understand the answer.
The answer is enochanami, but it's a low plug.
Is it a machlokes in Metzias whether or not the animals can be trained?
I think it is, because they say Aliba de Rabbi Lazar. I don't know.
But because he holds it's a mood regardless.
But if it's not trained, it's a mood right away.
Right.
I guess they say that they can be trained. The Toso says, Tema de Reish Par Kamis on Hedron, Tnan, Ha'ariva, Hazeva, Dov, Rabbi Lazar, Omer, Kol, Ha'kodim, Lahargo, Zacha. So it's a good thing to kill them. So I what?
You're assuming it doesn't
have trained
ones. Or, you know,
no, it doesn't say anything.
If you find a lion in the zoo, you kill him. It's not a
The zoo is a different story. That's not finding them. They're getting closed. Okay, that's 5 minutes. Try to figure, move a little bit. Okay, so the Gemara and the Mishnah says, Mishnah. So ma bein tam lemuad. What's the difference between a short tam and a short muad? Elisha Tamish saw this a few times. So Tamish shang chati nezek migufo. The tam only pays chati nezek, but only pays up to the value of its worth. If the damage is larger than its value, it only pays up to its value. It doesn't, I guess, only, and chati nezek only pay, maximum pay would be half of its value. So if it does $1,000 worth of damage, right, and it's only worth $200, it can't pay $500. It probably only pays $100, right? It pays $100, it pays the full $200. It pays $100, chati nezek. Okay, but muad mishalim nezek shalim, a muad pays nezek shalim, full damage, min ha'aliyah. It pays from the aliyah, from its best. It also pays, if the value of your animal is not enough, you have to pay the total amount of damage from the aliyah, from the best. Gemara says, my aliyah. What does it mean, aliyah? So Gemara says, Amr Rabalazar bin Mu'ul Shibin Chasa. We're talking about the best of its property. And we have a pasuk that proves that. The Chenu Omer, we learn the pasuk Divra Yamim. By Yishkav, Yishkiyo, Imavosav, Chizkiyo died. He lied down with his vosav. And he was buried with the best places in the Kivri Beis David. And where's the best places there? Talking about the greatest of the mishpacha. Who are those? David Ushlomo. Chizkiyo was buried with David Ushlomo. Mu'ula means the best. Now continuing, but with a pasuk that deals with burying malachim. It says, "Vayikberu b'kfurosav asher karalo b'ir David, vayashkivu b'mishkav asher milei b'samim v'uznim." It was filled with spices and znin. So my besamim was nin. What does it mean, besamim was nin? Rabbi Elazar Omer zina zini. There were so many types of spices there. The quantity of spices was tremendous. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeimi is talking about the quality of the spices. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeimi, Omer besamim, shekol ha'mirich behen bol dezima. Whoever smelt them wanted to do evil things. There was some sort of aphrodisiac type smell that was in there. It was such a beautiful, beautiful smell. So one's talking about quantity, one's talking about quality. Now, we're going to bring another pasuk that is machlokes in Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeimi in their parish. Pasuk says in Yirmiyahu. Yirmiyahu was oppressed by the people. He gave nevuos that they didn't like, and they bothered him. Right? The Gemara says, Pasuk says, Ki charu shuchal lachdeni upachim tamnu l'ragli. They dug a pit for me and they tied things onto me. These rishonim were doing these things to me. Why? Rav Elazar Amar shechashdu mizona. Rav Elazar, and assume that Chizkiyahu, that Yirmiyahu was a kohen. They said they were choshish me that I had beer with a zona. Right, and there, since I was a kohen, a zona is also to him. They were chosen to him for having relations with an eishes ish. Oh, they were chosen to him, and they accused him of doing these things. And these are his oppressors. So bishmalamand amr chashdu the zona. It makes sense going to one who says that he was chosen for a zona, because the pasuk, we see the pasuk is medame a zona to a deep pit. Haina diksiv kishucha amuka zona. Hey, shucha amuka that's the deep pit. The article says. Shucha Amuka? Yes, okay. So you gotta make sure you get the right, everyone's looking at the article, gotta make sure you're translating the way that they're reading. El Amanda Amar Shechashdu me Ashes Ish, my Shucha. So if he says Chashdu Ashes Ish, what's the Shucha? Where it says, what's the problem? Ato Ashes Ish me Nafka Bechlav Zona, and Ashes Ish is not considered a Zona, it's also a Zona, no problem there. So Bishlam Amanda Amar Chashdu me Ashes Ish, Hanadixiv Atashi Medates Kol Atsasai Lai Lamavis. If he was closer to him for Ashes Ish, now you understand why they wanted to put him to death, Lamavis. El Amanda Amar Chashdu me Zona, my Lamavis. What Misa is there? It's allowed for a Kohen to marry this, to be this woman. What does it mean for a Zona? The Gemara says, no, sheishlichu lebe'er tit. They, not that they want to judge him for death, they were gonna kill him. They were gonna throw them into this pit and kill him. That's what it means, chashduel, to that, yadat, call it to sayalai lamavis. They want to kill me. The Gemara says, Darish Rava. Madik Siv, what the Pasuk says there, the Hu Mukhsholim Lepanecha Be'ez Abcha Asebahen. When in your anger, you're Miyo Davins to them. It says, in your anger, you should put a stumbling block in front of them. So, because they're oppressing me. So number one, why isn't that Nekama? So the answer is why that's not Nekama, because he's not going after them after they did something to them. He's trying to protect himself while they're doing things for him. You're allowed to protect yourself. So it's not considered Nekama. So Amar Yirmiyol, if Nei Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Afilu Bishah, She'osim Staka, even at the times when these guys want to give Staka, Hakshilem, put a stumbling block in front of them, Bivnei Adam She'ena Muhuganim Kadesh Li Kabul Aleim Schar. We should put a stumbling block in front of them that the beggars that come for them, that they give stucca to, and people who aren't deserving of the stucca, and therefore the givers shouldn't get schar. So there's a big machlokas here, whether or not, if you end up giving stucca to somebody who does not deserve it, someone walks into shul, and you give it to them, and they're not really deserving, whether or not you get schar. It seems from here, and the Sefer Chassidim says, from here you see, that if they're not muhugan, you don't get schar. But the Nimuke Yosef, here brings down, it's also the Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachos, says that even if you give stucca to the Adam that's not hugun, you're mekabel schar, so long as you don't know that that person's not hugging. If you have no reason to think that they're not hugging, you would still get the schar. So according to that, you'd have to explain here that Yirmiyahu is telling Hashem to bring them people who they know are not zochah to get stucca, and they still give nevertheless. More interesting nuance in what he's asking them to give, but that's how they read it. What? I'm a different shayla. So, you're not allowed to turn away. Someone puts their hand out, you're supposed to give. So now let's continue a little longer. The Pasuk says, the Chavad Asu Lo B'Moso, we're talking about the Kavur of Chizkiyahu now. When he died, they did a Kavur when he died. Melamed Shoshivu Yeshiva Al Kivro, they made a Yeshiva on his Kever, Upligibo Rabinasim Rabbanan, as a Machlok Rabbanan, how many days they had the Yeshiva, Chadam Rashlosha Yomim, Chadam Rashiva, one of the 7 days, but Amalei Shloshim Yom, some say it's 30 days. They ask, how can you have Yeshiva, how can you be learning by the Kever? It's a concept of Loag L'Rosh. You're not allowed to do mitzvahs in the cemetery because it looks like you're embarrassing the dead person. You can't do kind of mitzvahs. That's why if you wear your tzitzis out, you're supposed to tuck them in when you go into the kever. So how are they learning? So how are they learning when they come into the kever? That's lower garosh. So say four of the six answers. Number one is because when they say that they moved away four amos. They weren't right by the kever. They were by richuk four amos. It's not lower garosh. Number two, since he was marbe Torah b'Yisrael, then that's his kavod. It's not low to rush to him, it's his kavod. Number three, I'll give the third answer. Fourth answer is that it's a difference if one or two guys are sitting there and learning or just the yeshiva. When the yeshiva is put up there, it's obviously for kavod. It's not considered low rush in that case. Alright, 7 o'clock. Have a good day.